she doesn't say anything. Like, even when she's upset or, like, if she doesn't like something that's going on, she just won't say anything. That's why I carry this pen all the time now. You know? So, like, she knows it's right here in my hat. And if she ever feels like she has to say something to me, or like, she'll just grab it and, like, write it on me or, like, write it on herself.
All right. Roxy and Tommy. Roxy and Tommy, you guys have been on Skid Row for how long?
About, like, 3 or 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, we've been going there for, like, about 6 years, but, like, living there, like, 4 years.
And you, your drugs are what?
Fentanyl, meth. Yeah, that's pretty much it.
Mostly fentanyl and meth.
Computer cleaner, like, pretty much anything except crack. We don't really do crack. I've tried, like, every which way to try to get her to talk. Like I've got, tried to get her, like, we drink, like, and I would, like, nothing. I've tried so many ways.
And Roxy was?
She used to talk, like, when I met her, like, when we got together. And then, like, I would say, like, around the time we started doing fentanyl, like, I don't know, I kind of thought it was, like, her way of not telling me what she was doing, because she wasn't telling me. I asked her, like, where were you? And she'll just not say nothing, and I'll just be like, you know? And it just got harder and harder, and so, like, one time I just, like, acted like I was leaving, and I followed her. Yeah. And then I seen what she was doing, and, like, I seen how she was not, she was still not speaking. I don't know why she doesn't speak, but, like, I've tried to get her to talk. I've offered her money. I've offered her drugs, things that she likes. She just won't talk. I invited her family to, like, I didn't want to invite her family, like, to Skid Row, but, like, I just got her as far away from there as I could and invited them. And she still didn't say anything. They blamed it on, they're thinking that, like, I'm, like, I have her, like, oh, you better not, like, talk or anything, like, but I just let them think that so that they don't, like, know what she's doing. I'd rather have them blame me than to know, you know? Because, like, it's...
When you followed her, what did you see what she was doing?
I seen her getting into a car, a random car. And that kind of told me everything. And I seen her getting in the car. Obviously, I couldn't follow her then. And she took off, and then the car dropped her back off. And I was still waiting right there for her. And she was kind of surprised to see me, but...
You guys have been together for how long?
6 years.
6 years.
Yeah. I don't want to, like, I thought about it. Like, I don't hate her. I don't want to leave her at all. You know, like, I'm not mad at her. I was mad at her at first, but, like, I just don't want, like, anything bad to happen to her. I wouldn't be able to live with myself, you know, because seeing how, like, she doesn't speak, and other people would probably, like, take advantage of that, you know, like, she doesn't say anything. Like, even when she's upset or, like, if she doesn't like something that's going on, she just won't say anything. That's why I carry this pen all the time now. You know? So, like, she knows it's right here in my hat. And then if she ever feels like she has to say something to me, or like, she'll just grab it and, like, write it on me or, like, write it on herself.
Roxy, can you hear what I'm saying? And you feel safe with Tommy? Why do you think you're not speaking? Is it because you're just traumatized by what you're doing, or is it shame? Yeah. Yeah, it's a lot to go through what you guys are dealing with. Have you guys tried to get clean?
Yeah, we've tried. We've tried a couple times. Like, it just wasn't happening. Not yet, I guess, you know?
Tell me how you grew up.
I grew up, like, in a small city. Like, you're either going to be a gang member or... You're going to be a gang member, basically, no matter what, you know? And, like, So I grew up a little bit different than I live now. Now the way I live is like, I don't know, I think that my people I grew up around wouldn't be happy to see me like living the way that I am now, you know? But I don't care anymore, you know? I stopped caring, drugs took over, and like, they know that, they know what happens, you know? Like, they just, they introduced me to the drugs, so like, they don't know, they don't care.
Do you know anything about Roxy's childhood?
Yeah, from like what she's told me, like she used to, like when I met her, like she was with this older, like some paisa guy. He had a Corvette, you know, he was kind of a douchebag. But like, I was like, how did you even meet this fucking guy? Like, and like, and it was like her family, like, introduced her to him. He lived across the street from them, and like, they introduced her to him, like, and I don't know. My dad would kill my, like, some dude if he was, like, my dad's age and, like, he's with my sister, you know? So, like, that was a big, like thing for me for, like, noticing or feeling like I don't know anybody else that will keep her safe, you know? And I don't feel like I'm obligated to keep her safe, but I want to, you know? I don't feel, I don't want her to have to be on her own like that, you know? I want to be there for her. And if that's, this is what we're doing right now, then this is what we're doing right now, and we'll get through it, and eventually, like, I hope to, like, not be in this position, you know? And I know we will.
Do you know Roxy's story when she was young?
It's a lot of, like, a lot of bad stuff, like, from when she was young, like, when she was, like, a baby, till, from what I could see just by meeting her family, like, I felt like, when I first met them, I don't know, I felt like, when we went to one of her family's, like, get-togethers, like, her uncles and, like, her other family members were there, and I felt like this, like, tension, like, and it was like weird, like, and like, we're eating, and this is when she still spoke and stuff, and so she asked them to pass the tortillas or the tostadas, whatever we were eating, and they were like, he could get it himself, and I was like, you know, I'm like I think, you know, because I've never met them, so I'm thinking, you know, normally, like, with a family, you get, like, hospitality, you know, you know, with their niece or daughter or whatever, or like, they're maybe pressing up on you to make sure that you're treating her right, and not, like, because they're, like, envious, or, like, it just felt weird, you know, like, and then I didn't know what to do, and, like, I told her, I was like, hey, let's get, can we, like, leave, you know, I know it's your family's party, and you want to be here, but, like, and, like, they were just different, you know, like, and it's, like, I don't know how to explain it. She would probably be better able to explain it if she would speak, but, like, because I don't know. I only know what I can assess in my head, you know, and, like, what she's told me, but, like, I only know, like, bits and pieces, really, of her childhood. It's probably part of why she doesn't talk so much, you know?
What do you think might be the reason that she's not verbal?
Maybe she just feels that nobody listens. So, like, what's the point?
Do you guys still communicate? Can she nod? Can she?
Yeah, I mean, she communicates with me. Like she doesn't talk to me, but like I said, like she does not. She answers me, like, you know, and she'll write it down if it's something that's, like, complicated, or like, if she just wants to be alone, I can kind of take a hint, you know, like, so, like, when I'm trying to, like, talk to her and hang out with her when we're at our spot, like, and she's just, like, getting away from me every time I get near her, I understand that she doesn't want to talk or she doesn't want to communicate. She just wants me to leave her alone.
But she's doing sexual favors for guys for money, right?
Well, yeah, but, yeah, I mean, that's when we're not at home.
Right. Roxy, can you understand what I'm, you can answer with a nod, yes or no? Have you had terrible things happen to you when you've been out there trying to make money on the streets? Is that maybe why you're not speaking? Yeah, that's pretty common, I think.
Like, there was one time she didn't, like, come back for, like, almost a month. Like, and I had to go find her, and, like, I actually got shot in the process of, like, trying to get her back. I have, like, on my back, I have a fucking scar. Like, because they didn't want me to take her. Like, I don't know what the hell their problem was, but, like, she wasn't talking, you know? Like, and I was like, dude, she doesn't want to be here. Like, that's my girl. I know her. And they're like, they didn't want her to leave, you know? So I kind of just waited for my opportunity. And I have, like power tools. I cut open a hole in the building. And it was like an abandoned building, and I just made my own way in, and then I went and trying to get her out. They shot me like in the back, like right here. This was like probably like 4 years ago.
You got shot in the back.
Yeah, I have a scar on, like, I have a thing tattooed on my back, and I have the scar somewhere around the A. It's like kind of fucks up the tattoo, but like it was worth it, you know, to get her back. Because I knew she wasn't safe there. I don't know what was happening to her there, but like I knew it was nothing good, you know?
Do you ever think about trying to get away from this whole drug
thing? Yeah, but then it's like, then we end up back at Skid Row, you know? I thought about that. Like, we've tried, but like we end up back there where the drugs are, you know?
How old are you guys now?
She's 25. I'm 29.
Does Roxy have children?
No.
No kids?
No. Anytime, like she's gotten pregnant. It's just like, it didn't work out, you know?
Would you guys like to leave?
Leave where?
Like, Roxy, would you like to get away from the drugs and get, maybe go to rehab, something like that? No? You want to stay where you're at? You do.
We tried rehab. Like, we tried getting off. We tried just, like, we lasted, like a day and a half. One time we were up in our spot, and, like, we weren't gonna get high anymore. And we were sitting there going through withdrawals and, like, trying to lay with each other. And, like, when you're going through withdrawals, like, you get, like, cold sweats, and, like, you're all, like you, I feel like something's, like, pinching me, like just... Any contact feels like little pinches, like, all over your body. And, like, we were trying to lay together, and, like, I was, like, moving, and she was, like, looking at me, like, dude, stop fucking moving. I was, like, I can't fucking stop moving. And then we start fighting, and then, like, we go to sleep, and then we wake up, and then we still didn't go get ready. We lasted, like 2 days like that, and then we ended up just going. I was, like, all right, let's just go. I broke that time, honestly. Couldn't take it. I'm pretty bad on drugs myself.
Where do you guys stay? You're in a tent, or
yeah,
you have a tent on Skid Row.
Yeah,
it's a horrible way to go through life. You understand that, right?
Yeah, I do.
But there's something about the drugs that just keeps you.
It's like you literally get sick if you don't have the fentanyl. You know. Like, I didn't, like, the feeling is just, like, I can't stand it, you know, like, and I don't think she can either, you know?
What was your childhood like, Tommy? Was it?
I grew up on the streets. I was always out. Like, I would run away a lot. My mom, like, she made, like, she was upset. She had me when she was pretty young, you know, and then, like, I was, like, in middle school when I was, like, decided that I was going to start selling drugs, you know, and, like, for what, though? But I did, and, like, she caught me, and, like, she was just pissed off, and she yelled at me to get out, and, like, and I left, and I went down the street, and then, like, I met, like, the gang that I grew up with, and, like, after that, like, 2 weeks went by, and I didn't go home, and they were looking for me, and then they ended up seeing me down the street, and then they went to go get me, and then my homies were just like, hey, well, anytime your parents come, you gotta go. You can come back. But, like, if they come for you, you gotta go. You know? Don't bring the cops here, like that type of thing, you know? So I would run away pretty often. I was doing meth since I was like 13.
You never got a chance to get to quit?
I wouldn't say that I didn't have a chance. I just, some dude like turned me on to drugs, like not anybody from like the gang, but like some random person, because they knew that I was holding something for them, and that guy wanted it, so he got me high on meth and introduced me to some tweaker chick and was like distracting me like that, and he stole it from me, and then like fuck, I realized what happened all late. I was like 12, about to be 13, you know, high on meth for the first time. I was just think back about it now, like I was a fucking idiot. Like I should have seen that was coming. But I got my ass whooped for that, you know, because I lost it and I told them, and then we went and got it back, but like I told them, I was like, yeah, you know what? I lost it, you know, and they're like, what do you mean you lost it? I was like someone took it from me, like who? And I told him, and he's like, let's go, get in the car. We went over there. He's like, right here. He's like, you know, if you're lying to me, like, we're gonna fucking hurt you. I was like, I'm not lying. I'm not lying, you know. And he's like, all right, we'll see. We go in there. Kicks the door in. Starts fucking throwing the guy around, the girl, all of them. He just starts fucking. He's like, where's the fucking thing? And they're like, we don't know what you're talking about. And he got it out of them eventually, you know. And then we got back in the car. He's like, all right, let's go. We're gonna go. You're gonna get your ass whooped, and you know, you'll be all right though. We forgive you. You just have to give us, you know, basically your life, you know, loyalty till you die or end up in prison. Basically, they were going to be my family, you know, because I was kind of upset that my mom like put me out. And then, like, I talked to my mom now, and, like, she didn't mean it, you know, she was just upset and frustrated. Like, I was doing wrong, and, like, I had a baby sister, you know, and, like, she didn't want my baby sister to find the, you know, that was what she told me she was worried about, that I would drop it or I would leave it there, and then my sister would find it on the floor and eat it or whatever, and that's just what went through her head, and that's why she told me to get out. But she regrets it now, and, like, she tells me that she's sorry every time I see her. Like, I have two other siblings that are perfectly normal and perfectly fine. I just stay away from them as much as possible so that they don't, you know, so they don't see me. I just stay away, you know. I don't want them to, like, know anything about me or try to follow my steps, you know, because I'm the oldest one.
How far did you go in school?
School? I graduated from Columbus, from continuation school.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Let me try to ask Roxy some yes or no questions. Roxy, you had your mom and dad when you were young? Just mom? Who did your grandmother raise you? Did you have anyone work as parents, or did you go to the foster system?
She was at her family's house, but, like, there was not really, like, no one was watching her, you know? And so that's why a lot of stuff happened to her. No one was watching.
Was there any sexual abuse in your childhood, Roxy? Yeah. And the drugs started at a young age?
Yeah. I know that her uncle introduced her to meth at a young age.
Yeah. And she used to speak just fine. You used to.
Yeah. I mean, that's how I met her.
One day she just went silent?
Yeah, it was weird. It was strange. I was like, I thought she was just like, I thought it was just going to like go away. I thought she just didn't want to talk. And like, I just was like, all right, you know, I gave her space, and then she just.
But she hasn't spoken since.
No.
Yeah, maybe if you guys get a chance.
I've tried like withholding the drugs. I'm like, I'm not going to give you nothing until you talk. And she just leaves and goes and gets it somewhere else.
Yeah, maybe.
Not a lot of, like, commentary is needed to, you know, hold the money out, and they know what she wants, you know, and they're here. You know, they give her with the drugs, and then, I mean, she doesn't really talk, so.
Maybe one day seeing a therapist might help her with that.
Maybe. I mean, as long as they, as long as they're patient, you know, and knowing that she's not going to speak, you know, but like maybe like writing it, you know, like we have like in our tent, we have like stacks and stacks of like notebooks, you know, like, and they're all filled with, you know, they're all filled.
So she writes.
Yeah, to yeah. me.
So generally every day she goes out to make money?
Every night.
Every night.
So not every night, though. Sometimes like I try to do what I can to make money, you know? Like any way that I could find like that doesn't involve her doing that, you know? But like sometimes when I'm out trying to like hustle, like I'll come back and she'll be gone. You know? And then that's when I worry the most because I don't know where she went. So, like, I kind of, like, try to, like, stay around so I can see where she goes if she leaves, you know? It's not that I'm, like, overbearing or trying to, like be, like, oh, like, over her like that. But, like, I'm just want to make sure that she's okay. And nobody will tell me where she went, you know? Like, if she leaves and I ask my neighbors, hey, where'd she go? They'll tell me she went that way when she went that way. And then they'll send me, like, in the wrong direction on purpose, like... So I've already learned not to ask them, you know? I've been through a lot, actually, like, being with her, but I know that it'll be worth it one day. We'll get out of this.
You still have hopes of getting away from here?
Yeah, I do. We're just doing this right now. One day I know we'll stop and everything will be fine. Hopefully I can get her. Hopefully once we're doing better, maybe she'll talk. I can't wait till that day where I hear her talk to me again. She doesn't laugh. She doesn't, nothing.
I mean, let me ask you one last question. What would you say is the most important lesson you've learned in your life?
To not do things to somebody just because they do them to you, because like I would say that all of our like all of the things she does now started around the time because she did something to me, and so because she did something to me that I didn't like, I did it back to her, and that pushed her away in a way that like almost made her like out of my reach at one point, you know, because I hurt her feelings and that made her go do whatever she was gonna do because I hurt her feelings. I didn't sit there. I didn't take the time to think, like, about everything, like, about what she's gone through in her childhood and how she thinks about things. And I just thought, like, oh, she hurt my feelings, so I'm going to hurt her feelings. But I've learned that, like, if you love somebody, you shouldn't do that to them, even if they hurt you. If you love them, then, that's, you know, just not to do things to people just because they do things to you. Like, that was... something I used to live by, like, if somebody, I would tell everybody, like, if you do something to me, I'm gonna do it back to you, you know? So, but, like, I think about it now, and it's like, I wish I wouldn't have been like that, because maybe she wouldn't be like this now if I hadn't done that, you know? It pushed her away at one point in our relationship to where, like, she didn't even really want to be with me anymore, you know? And, because I hurt her feelings, and I made her feel, like, worthless, so she went to go find worth in herself, I guess, you know? Or she went wherever somebody was making her feel nice, you know? Or somebody that wasn't, like, hurting her, you know, or being mean to her. Like, we had a pretty bad relationship before.
All right. Roxy and Tommy, thank you so much for sharing your story. I wish you guys all the luck in the world. Thank you.